ICCars.com just did the math. Take the number of EV chargers in a given metro area, look at the population, then figure out how many residents per charger.
You'd be smart to stick with cities and metro areas that have a lower residents per charger, because you're going to be that much more likely to not have to wait versus more densely populated cities that don't have as many chargers per resident.
IC Cars executive analyst Carl Brower says among 210 U.S. metro areas, Roanoke-Lynchburg comes in at 118, with an increase in EV charges of more than 25% in the last year, and that's above the national average. As for the EV's popularity, he says the rate of growth in sales is declining, and all signs point to their market share becoming flat.
The rate of growth of EV sales is not what it was a year ago. So the next step would be that it's not growing at all. There's indications that we're going to hit that pretty soon, too.
But a region's rate of EV chargers can be important to owners who travel and want to find a better chance of finding a working available charger that doesn't require a wait to plug in. Evan Jones, WFIR News.